Integrative medicine or natural medicine focuses more on prevention or health promotion than conventional or modern medicine.
Welcome back to The Power of Nature. I'm your host, Emily, and today in episode 2, we will be talking to Laura Fascini, Joy England's integrative medicine nurse practitioner. If you haven't listened to episode 1 yet, go ahead and give it a listen to catch up on Joy's story and to learn who Laura is. If you did listen to episode 1, you know exactly who we're about to talk to, so buckle up.
Hello, my name is Laura Fascini. I am a family nurse practitioner. I've been a nurse for many years, until recently when I decided to go back and get my master's degree with my certification as a family nurse practitioner.
For those of you who may not know what a nurse practitioner is, no worries. I didn't know until my research led me to Laura. A nurse practitioner is a nurse who has advanced clinical education and training. Nurse practitioners must have a master's degree to practice. I like to think of a nurse practitioner as the level between a regular registered nurse and a doctor. Nurse practitioners are permitted to prescribe treatments, order tests, and diagnose patients, whereas registered nurses cannot. Nurse practitioners share many of the same duties as doctors. While doctors do have more duties than nurse practitioners, one of the main differences between the two is that in some states, nurse practitioners need to be directly overseen by a doctor to prescribe medication, whereas all doctors and physicians can prescribe medication. Sitting down with Laura, it was clear to me that she loves what she does. I asked her why she stayed in Texas and chose to be a nurse practitioner over her previous role in surgery. Here's what she said.
In Texas, there is a great need for more primary care providers, and I wanted to help fill that gap, but also establish continuity of care with my patients. As working in surgery for several years, I didn't have that opportunity. The most fulfilling part of my job is when a patient tells me that they feel like someone is finally taking the time to listen to them, and when they allow me to collaborate with them on their healthcare journey.
I asked Laura to explain the difference between integrative medicine and modern medicine.
Integrative medicine, or natural medicine, focuses more on prevention or health promotion than conventional or modern medicine.
I then followed up with a question that I think is the backbone of this podcast series. What is integrative and natural medicine, and what can they do? Here's her answer.
Integrative medicine is a combination of conventional medicine and alternative medicine in order to provide holistic healthcare and work with the patient in a collaborative approach. The benefits are infinite. We strive to find the root cause of symptoms. We provide health education in order to prevent disease. We then can tailor a treatment plan that utilizes alternative or conventional medicine, or a combination of the two. Integrative medicine is better than natural medicine because, when needed, conventional medicine saves lives. Take cancer, for example. Integrative medicine focuses on prevention of cancer by promoting good nutrition, exercise, reducing toxins, and stress management. But modern medicine can eradicate cancer.
I would like to touch on this last statement. After listening to both Joy and Laura talk about the benefits of integrative medicine and how it works to find the root cause of symptoms and to try to fix the issues, I truly believe that integrative medicine alongside conventional medicine saves lives as well. The process just looks a little different, with conventional medicine coming in to help after the fact and integrative medicine being there from the start for prevention and relief. I asked Laura if she has practiced any sort of methods of integrative medicine in her life outside of her work, and if this has left a positive impact on her life. Here's what she had to say.
Integrative medicine has made a positive impact in my life. I have practiced many of the principles prior to working in integrative medicine, and subsequently, it's a great fit for me as a provider. So in essence, I practice what I preach.
Now, you might be thinking, Emily, Why ask a healthy doctor these questions? My answer is simple. Integrative medicine is for everyone. That is the biggest takeaway that I have learned throughout my research. While Laura may be healthier than Joy, I find benefit in asking them both what positive impacts integrative medicine has had on their lives. Because integrative medicine works on prevention and understanding, this can help anyone from the young to the old and the healthy to the sick. That is ultimately the goal of integrative and natural medicine. To help you feel the healthiest you can.
People who are not chronically ill should look to integrative medicine to stay well as we educate and promote health and prevent disease.
I wanted to dive deeper and ask Laura if she had any specific examples of how integrative medicine has helped patients in the past. Here are a couple of her examples.
There are endless examples of how integrative or natural medicine has helped patients with chronic disease. Take acupuncture, for example. It's a great drug-free and risk-free therapy that helps patients with many chronic conditions.
For those of you who don't know, acupuncture involves pricking the skin or tissues with needles. This is used to alleviate pain and to treat various physical, mental, and emotional conditions. It originated in ancient China, and it is now widely practiced in the West through integrative medicine.
Low-dose naltrexone is another excellent example of an alternative low-risk treatment that has brought relief to patients with inflammatory disorders.
I then asked Laura how she thinks that integrative and natural medicine could be improved upon.
Integrative medicine could be improved by getting the word out about natural medicine. I believe most people do not know what it is or that this style of medicine is available.
In order to get the word out, we need more people to be educated about natural and integrative medicine. We need you, listeners. This way, y'all can help spread the word and get more people interested in finding out more. I asked Laura one final question. What does she recommend for those who are looking to learn more about the benefits of natural and integrative medicine? Here is what she said.
People who are looking to find out more about integrative medicine should check out Wiseman Family Practice website or Andrew Weil's Center for Integrative Medicine website.
Among those two helpful and informative websites, I have a few that I have stumbled across during some of my research that I found to be very informative as well. The first resource people should look at is the University of Arizona's Andrew Weil Center for Integrative Medicine website. The second informative resource that should be looked at is the National Center for Complementary and Integrative Health website. The third resource I stumbled upon and found to be extremely helpful is the Graduate Health and Life Sciences Research Library at Georgetown University Medical Center website. These are all great options if you would like to learn more. Joy England also encourages people to take that leap in episode one and to make an appointment to get a consultation. She also suggests asking your friends and family members if they have seen or are seeing an integrative medicine doctor and their thoughts on the subject. I think this is a great piece of advice because I would have never even thought about natural medicine, let alone know what it is, if my mom was not chronically ill and seeing an integrative medicine doctor. I would have never found out about all the incredible and healing practices of integrative medicine, such as acupuncture and supplements, and how to integrate them into my life. To wrap this all up, I want to thank both Joy and Laura for being gracious enough to answer my questions and for helping myself and my listeners understand natural medicine and integrative medicine better. Throughout this process, I have learned that nature really is very powerful and that integrative medicine can be used for the good for both people of perfect health and those who may be suffering from an illness. I have learned that natural medicine has many benefits that modern medicine may not have and that these benefits are for anyone to utilize. I hope this podcast has been a fun and informative insight into the field of natural medicine. And I hope it has piqued your interest in the subject. I, for one, plan to find new ways that integrative medicine can benefit my health while also continuing to do my research and see how my life can be benefited by the power of nature.